Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Okay, so I'm Ian Forrester, and...
I'm Sam, hello.
Okay, and so, yes. So we are here to talk about deaf, and I have to warn you... Oh, that didn't work. Very good. There is deaf ahead. So if you are uncomfortable, then this is probably time to close your eyes. But it is coming your way. Okay, so here's a question for you all. What would you what would you do if you died today? You know, and that's a serious question. Like, it's something that we really need to think about all the time. And this is something that I think about and Sam think about all the time. So, there's something about death that always scares a lot of people. And we've got to remember that it's always going to come. There's no way around it. No matter what Elon Musk and all the billionaires think. There's also a really important thing about kind of living well, but also dying well. So not just kind of... Yeah, actually, here's a question. How many of you got wills? Hands up. Okay, for the people who haven't got wills, get a will. I'm deadly serious. That's another talk. Right, so... There's also, you might have noticed that when people die, there is this whole thing that starts to happen. And in the internet age, death... You know, sometimes it's kind of like done socially, and so we sometimes see people who post stuff on their site. You see some of the Facebook kind of I can never say the word when the profile changes, and also you might have seen even like some of the gravestones have now got QR codes on it, and I think it's a bit crass myself, but I can understand that kind of whole thing. And so we need to think about all this stuff. We've got to think about what you want, you know, and think about what people around you may want. But also, you've got to think about how do you feel when you see this? So I always ask this question, and this is probably for in the pub sometime. It's like, how many of you have got people who have died and their address book, your address book still got, you've still got their contact in your address book? Like, what do you do with it? Do you delete it? Do you, like, it's like, it starts to kind of like play on the mind about how you do this stuff. So, how can digital legacy work in the Fediverse? This is a really interesting question. It's something that we've been exploring. So I'm going to throw something out there. I don't really like it, but there's this whole thing around grief bots. And so you can imagine if you die, that maybe a grief bot takes your position on the Fediverse. Do it now. There's also, you could do these kind of like I can never say the words, where people, you can see like what someone's life was like. Is that something that you'd want to see as someone who's a friend or a family member? I'm not so sure. So we create this thing called machine-readable wishes. And in short, when you get a will in the UK, you also get a thing called the letter of wishes, which is a completely, actually I'll just throw up, this is the difference between them. One's legally binding, one's not. One's informal, one's not, one's flexible, you know, and so you can do a lot with the letter of wishes. So much that actually if it was actually created using something like, this is the kind of stuff you could put in it, but if you put something in it, so if you make it with something like a machine readable format, then the machine could act on your behalf to do stuff. And this is where you're going to talk about that.
Yep, so basically, every aspect of your digital life, whether it's private or public, will basically continue to exist after you pass. And I can guarantee that most of us, or many of us, don't really have any protocols in place for unexpected events like that. And I mean, I don't blame us. It's difficult and it's costly and it's time consuming and it feels really strange, and especially for unexpected events like that. And, you know, Ian and I found it, like, really crazy that there's nothing actually substantial that, whether you're technically in tune or not, allows you to wrap up your digital life and just leave what you want behind before you become permanently AFK. So, our machine letter of wishes tries to tackle that problem, or at least a portion of it, by using automation and guiding user thought with some forms and some leading questions. So without getting into too much detail, we used to use Markdowns, but it's a little bit too open-ended. We used X Forms to basically just provoke the question about where to go and what kind of commands you would do past dying. And basically it takes a form input and converts it into some predefined commands. And on execution, it performs these actions, logs it, and basically makes a document about detailing what's happened. And NaN is basically perfect for this, if I'm sure most people know what that is. It's perfect because of how easily it's able to interact with a bunch of different third-party software. I mean, it's already got inbuilt capabilities to talk with a bunch of stuff on the Fediverse, like Mastodon, and it has WordPress as well. And it also allows for HTTP API requests. So if you have a public API on a third-party software, then our system can talk to it. And we're kind of being very careful to make this scalable because, you know, commands are supposed to be simply building blocks, and we want it to be allow for complex commands in the future and potentially user custom commands. So yeah, we're trying to prepare for the future, and we don't really know what's going to be important in the future and what's going to be necessary for our digital legacy. And it's important for us to keep everything open and expandable. Thank you.
Okay, so in the 2 minutes, so here's a question. What would you do? So there's a whole bunch of things that could be done to the Fediverse. We have some recommendations about what could actually happen to the Fediverse that could probably support digital legacy better. But I asked a question on Mastodon, what would people do? And actually some interesting stuff came back. You can still reply to the thread if you want to. The link is at the bottom. So I'll skip to the most important one. People talk about leaving the last kind of message, but there was a question, so one came from Conrad, and he was saying about he would leave a message, but he had also said that he hosts his own Mastodon server, so how would that work? Because once his credit card's gone, then it would just disappear. And I said, well, you're thinking too small. I think you can think bigger, because with what we're doing is that you can literally have a pool of money that then the NaN Workstream would pull the money from there, so it's like a kind of rainy day fund, and then keep that server running, for example, or turn that into HTML, to a plain text HTML file, so you still have all this stuff around. And stuff like that you could do, so you can create these kind of quite crazy automations. So we're really interested in your thoughts, because we kind of don't know what we could do. We could do a whole ton of things. And if you're interested in learning more, and it is on GitHub, then the code is on GitHub. And yep good.
Yep. No, it is on GitHub, yes.
And there is a barcode, a QR code to go check out more. And we also have load of resources and links. Thank you very much.
Does anybody have a single question for Ian and Sam? What would the last question be? No.
Your dying question.
Does anybody have a question?
There's one
there. So Jazz has a question.
And if you want to know more, please come and bug us. We can go into a lot more detail.
Yeah, maybe too granular for this presentation, but who's got the file? So I leave a letter that says, execute, well, we shouldn't say execute, make this file thing happen. Who's got it?
This is something so in common law countries, you get a will and you get a letter of wishes. That letter of wishes is attached to the will. The letter of wishes does not get released until the will is released. The people who are mentioned in the will are executors. They're the only people who see that letter of wishes. So there's a really small circle that you've defined who see that and can execute it. You can't, it doesn't just go public.
And you're describing this file.
Yes.
Which would execute this as part of that letter of wishes?
Yes.
Or attached to that letter of wishes?
Well, we'd always like the letter of wishes to be written in a format that is machine readable.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you both.
Thank you.